This is the application of God's manifestation. The application of God's manifestation. You're really going to be blessed when you listen to this prayer. It's going to bless you and teach you how to apply God's word manifestation to yourself through spiritual application. The application of God's manifestation. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, on this day and in this hour, let heaven bear the record, let earth bear witness, and let God be the greater witness for me. I activate my faith. I activate my belief. I'm in agreement with the Holy Spirit. Right now, Father, I decree your word. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a young woman promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." According to Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord will make him a king as his ancestor David was, and he will be king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end," according to Luke chapter 1 verse 30 through 33. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth? It is said that she cannot have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old, for there is nothing that God cannot do. I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35 through 38. I'm in agreement with this word. I believe this word. I receive this word. Father, I thank you for the manifestation of these words in my life, for I have applied it to myself in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. Let's pull out the strong points in this application of God's manifestation. Number one, God sent out his angel Gabriel. Number two, Gabriel spoke God's message of marriage of God's promise. Number three, Gabriel revealed how God's promise in his message would take place. Number four, Mary trusted God's message that came from God's messenger because Mary understood the divine revelation. Number five, Mary submitted in trust to God's message and confessed out of her mouth as a response to the message from God by saying, "May it happen to me as you have said." This is the application of God's manifestation. May it happen to me as you have said.